Hi, my name is James Shepherd. We're doing a mini series here on selling merchant services to specific business types. Today, we're talking about hair salons, really specifically hair salons, and I'm also going to touch on nail salons because they're very similar. So selling merchant services to hair salons. I'm going to give you a couple tips today that are going to blow you away. If you've had a difficult time selling to salons, believe me, this is the tips that you need to get, okay? So a couple things that you need to understand about hair and nail salon situations as far as the payment processing goes. So let me start on the payment processing side, more of the technical side, and then I'm going to get to more of the sales side, because with hair salons, it's really more of a sales challenge than it is a payment processing challenge. They're really hard to sell. So as far as on a payment processing side, there's a couple things you need to be aware of. As far as the transaction fee versus, you know, interchange plus or tier pricing or flat rate or whatever, not a huge deal. I find that hair salons are a little bit more interested in the flat rate pricing. So if you do offer flat rate pricing, they're into simplicity, because as I'm going to talk about in a minute, the main problem with selling hair salons and nail salons is that they're all super, super busy. The owner of a hair salon and a nail salon is always doing someone's hair or doing someone's nails. So they're extremely busy. And so it's really, really challenging to sell them that way. And so they're really busy. So if you can offer them simplicity, they're going to like that. You know, subscription rate pricing, flat rate pricing, something like that is probably going to be really good. They're going to like that. So you have that side of it. Again, on the payment processing side, there's really not much else to tell you other than that. So we're going to jump over to how to sell them, because that's really the important thing here is how to sell them. So I've got a couple of tips for you that are going to be huge. The number one tip I can give you is that when you go into a hair salon for the very, very first time, unless you had an appointment to go there, I actually don't recommend that you try to sell them, which is a really unusual recommendation. Normally I wouldn't say that for these other business types, but hair salons and nail salons, the people are just too busy. You're gonna come off like a pushy salesperson if you try to, you know, move that process forward. So what I do is when I go into a hair or nail salon is I intentionally don't sell them, and I tell them that. So I walk in, hi, my name is James Shepherd. I'm literally gonna take 30 seconds of your time. I'm a fellow local business owner. I do payment processing, and I would want to give you this brochure. I have a special program for hair and nail salons because I know you guys face some unique challenges. Primarily, you're really busy, right? And they're like, yes, I'm really busy. I understand that completely. I have a program that basically simplifies the payment processing, allows you to really lower your cost. By the way, cash discounting, something that would work really well for some hair and nail salons would love that. So you're like, you know, you have this, you know, it's really crazy. You're busy. It's super important that you have the right terminal. You have the internet connection, so it's really fast, and keeping your costs low as well as keeping your costs simple. Now, having said all that, I am not trying to sell you at all today. Here's what I'd really like to do. I know you're super busy. I would like to literally schedule a 10-minute appointment with you. Just 10 minutes. I know you have your appointment booked there. When could you squeeze me in for just a 10-minute appointment? I could come early in the day before your first appointment or later in the day after your last appointment. I would just like 10 minutes to go over the program. Again, it's specifically designed for hair and nail salons to lower your payment processing costs. Would you give me 10 minutes as a fellow business owner? That's your pitch. And I'm telling you, that works a lot. Now, does it work every time? No. I would say it works about half the time for me, maybe 50% of the time for me. And I'm pretty good, to be honest. So maybe it'll work 30% of the time for you, but still, it's pretty good. So you get out in the field and you walk into these places, you let them know right off the bat, like, I'm not trying to sell anything. I know you're super busy. I don't have an appointment with you or anything like that. So you introduce yourself. You got to lean on, I'm a fellow local business owner. You got to say fellow local business owner. One of the things that you'll see throughout this course that'll be like over and over again, I'm going to talk about a lot, is going to be this idea of you are a business owner. Until you wrap your mind around the fact that you're operating a business, you're not a sales rep, you're going to have a really, really hard time using the advice that I give. And it was funny, I was thinking about this mini series today of like what I wanted to talk about. And I was thinking about, this is one thing I just don't ever talk about that much, but it's a huge difference. A big difference maker is when you get out in the field, when you're talking about, I'm a local business owner just like you, I say that kind of thing all the time, and I actually really mean it. I meant it from day one when it was just me, you know, because at one point it was just them. Like, I'm a business owner just like them. You know, now I have employees, they have employees. Like, you know, you're gonna grow your business. If you think about your operation as a business, not as a job, then it's gonna be really important for you, because you're gonna sell better, you're gonna be more confident, and you're gonna hit growth opportunities. You're gonna hire an assistant, you're gonna maybe hire somebody to do your installations at some point, maybe you're gonna invest in leads, whatever it is, you're gonna be more likely to do the things that are gonna lead to success when you look at this as a business, not a job. So as far as hair salons, the biggest thing I can tell you is keep it simple. You know, any pitch you can come up with, which simplicity, simplicity, simplicity. Don't try to sell them when you first walk in. Make sure that they have a really good system with an internet connection, a decent terminal where they can just process it really quick. Last thing I'll tell you about them that you need to understand is something called multi-merchants, multi-merchant processing. Multiple merchant processing, what it's talking about when they talk about multi-merchant, the idea is on the terminal, you can actually set up multiple merchant accounts. Now, the reason this matters is because different salons are set up different ways. Now, in my area, they've actually really gone away from the idea of multi-merchant accounts. And the idea, the difference is in a normal salon, you know, hair salon, nail salon, they have employees that come and work and all the revenue goes to the business and then the business pays the employees. You know, a normal, what you would expect. But a lot of the higher end hair and nail salons especially, they actually work off of more of kind of like a commission basis to the point where the salon stylists are actually independent contractors and they are collecting their own money, but the business needs to have reporting because they charge them for the seat. So it's like, you gotta pay $100 a month to have the seat in our shop plus X percentage of your revenue. And so there's deals like that. And so there's terminals where when you go to swipe a transaction, it'll first ask you which stylist is this going under, and you click on the name of the stylist and then you swipe the transaction. So you need to know a couple things about this. You need to check with your processor, number one, to make sure that they even offer it. Okay, they'll know what you're talking about, believe me. Secondly, you need to find out how you get paid. You know, some processors, they're gonna be like, well, wait a second, like we're not gonna give you a $200 bonus per, you know, stylist. That doesn't make any sense because the profitability on one, you know, hair salon is the same as another one, whether or not they do it this way. So usually you're gonna get paid one bonus per location, not per stylist. So don't get too excited about the whole multiple merchant. Oh, I'm gonna make 10 sales at once. Eh, not really. It just, they're splitting it up a little bit differently. And also you need to make sure you understand the fees. These accounts can be very, very profitable, but it's a little tricky. You know, should you really charge every stylist a $25 monthly minimum? You know, probably not. You know, like, you know, it's up to you. You got to look at it. It could be really profitable, but you also got to be competitive. So you got to talk to your processor about this. How do you price them? There's some things you need to understand about the multi-merchant side. So that's your information about how to sell merchant services to hair salons. I'm excited about this mini series. We're going to keep going and talking about more business verticals that you can target as a payment processing professional.